Shemai, hello, hope everybody's doing okay. It's a pretty atrocious day outside, isn't it? It's been raining non-stop, so I hope that wherever you are, the sun is shining, and if it's not shining, that you're indoors somewhere safe like I am. So anyway, I'm here this week to do my Moments of the Week via podcast, just to see if you're listening, and just to see if you're interested in what I've done this week as an Assembly member in the region and in the National Assembly for Wales. I usually do a Facebook Live, but I'm in one of those moods where I don't actually want to put my face to camera, so I hope you'll indulge me with the podcast instead. So this week, on the Monday, I went to the 20 Years of Devolution in Wales, Muslim Council of Wales dinner. I try and go yearly, I don't always get there, but it's something that is important, I think, for people to integrate and for people to get to know people from different communities in Wales. And of course, you know, there's always interesting discussions and speeches at such events, and better food than lots of other events, I have to say. So it was a lovely evening where there were various speakers talking about the Muslim community offers here in Wales and how they want to grow the Muslim Council. And this was 20 years of devolution, so they were talking about how much influence the Muslim community had had on Wales and how much we can expect from them in the future. So that was a really lovely evening. On the Tuesday, I attended a lunchtime cross-party group. This was a cross-party group that had mixed between the one that I chair, which is the Cross-Party Violence Against Women group, and the housing group, which Mike Hedges chairs. I co-chair the Violence Against Women group with Mark Isherwood, I should add, just to be correct. We did this together with the housing group because we know that there are many people who suffer domestic abuse who have issues with housing. We heard from Shelter Cymru, actually, who had an awful story to tell us about a homeless woman who had suffered years of domestic abuse. Her former partner was in jail, but he was set to be released imminently, and she was still on the streets and was worried about the fact that her ex-partner was going to be released and how that would impact on her life. She had approached housing services for support, but had not been successful with that support, and this was despite telling them that she had suffered years of domestic abuse. So it's pretty damning, really, to hear that people are having to go through these situations in our society in the 21st century when they are very, very vulnerable. We heard other stories in that cross-party group about other instances where even though that domestic abuse has been declared, the support mechanism for housing has not been good enough. So as Assembly members, we have these meetings on a regular basis to try and see how we can be positively influencing changes in this area, and I'm sure that's what we'll do, having heard those case studies. In the plenary session, I raised questions with the Welsh Government with regards to three different topics. Two topics. I've been helping the asylum seekers Otis Balamu and Eric Gabrican in Swansea. They were appealing their deportation. They've been in Swansea for some time. Otis, I know his appeal has been delayed until next week in Newport on Tuesday, so there is a petition going around to support Otis, so if you could sign it, then please do. And with regards to Michael, I know that he was supposed to be deported this week, but there has been a reprieve, so again, please do sign his petition. It's on my social media pages. I make no apologies for supporting asylum seekers. You know, if you haven't had the opportunity to go to one of the support groups or to meet any asylum seekers yourself, then please do make the effort. I'm unfortunate to have had many conversations with people who just assume that they're coming here to take our jobs, to take our houses, for no reason whatsoever. But for the people I've met, they certainly A, had no intention of coming here, and B, are just fleeing very, very difficult situations, often war-torn situations, and would rather be back in their home countries if they could be safe there. But as we know, especially with areas like Syria, it just is not safe. And so I won't apologise for raising these concerns constantly with Welsh Government and with other authorities. And then I raised the issue of the fact that there had been a story in Wales Online this week about the fact that two female police officers had complained about a former partner of theirs who had domestically abused them. This was a male police officer. At the time when they reported him, they were told that they would deal with it within the police service, but processes were not followed through thoroughly. The women alleged that it was like a boys' club at Gwent Police, that if it was in any other industry or walk of life, that the male police officer would have been dealt with much more severely. And so they are now taking legal action against Gwent Police because they feel that they weren't believed at the time and the processes weren't followed. I do believe that it's pretty sad that they have to crowdfund for that legal challenge because of obviously the cost of taking any such action. But again, I've shared that information on social media, so please do support them. Then on the Wednesday, I chaired the weekly meeting of the Culture, Welsh Language and Communications Committee. We're currently doing an inquiry into live music, so we had UK Music and the Musicians Union in, as well as Cardiff Council, to tell us about their work in this area. In relation to Cardiff Council, I mean, obviously there's been issues with closures of various venues, Buffalo due to the high business rates, and Goody Who, of course, because of the fact that the owner of the estate wanted to do something else with it, and so that area suffered as a consequence. I know sometimes it takes a negative situation for a positive to come out of it, and I know now that Cardiff Council are going to be setting up a music advisory board to look at a suite of issues from licensing to planning to promoting live music. So, you know, we'll keep an eye on that. The membership of that board hasn't been announced yet, but of course, you know, it's important that we support live music. UK Music were telling us much of what we've heard in the last 3 weeks of evidence gathering, that, you know, there's a lack of young people studying music, so that means that there is, you know, there is an issue with less young people setting up their own bands, less, you know, grassroots activity. There have been impact on the amount of pubs or locations that people can play in. And then, you know, I'm interested to hear about bands themselves, about how successful they feel they can be in playing different size venues and in promoting the work that they do. So if you are in a band, or if you are in that scene, then do get in touch with us. I know that my assembly team were attending the Soon Festival last night, where there was a debate along these lines, so I hope that they can update me on that. And then this week as well, I've also met with the pharmaceutical company Vertex. They have made the drug Orkambi for cystic fibrosis sufferers. If you have been watching the news in Scotland, they have come to a deal with Vertex. A discounted rate has been applied so that sufferers there can access the drug Orkambi. At the moment, 27 people get Orkambi on a compassionate scheme here in Wales, but the application has just gone in from Vertex, the same application, I understand, that went into Scotland, and that will take about 4 to 6 months. So the pressure is on Welsh Government now to have some sort of interim discounted scheme that people can access immediately, so they don't have to wait for the All Wales Medical Group process to go ahead, because at the end of the day, this is a life-saving drug. So I'm trying to do as much as I can to support that particular issue. I also met with the Palestinian ambassador who came to Wales this week. I think he's still in Wales, having seen from Twitter today he's talking to some trade unionists about the situation in Palestine and about the difficulty they face there with the encroachment of the Israeli settlements. Of course, Plaid Cymru has been pretty strong on this. We know that we want to try and stop these illegal settlements from expanding, but it's a very difficult situation to apply, especially given that Israel are contravening international law by allowing this to happen. So there's much more campaigning that can be done, but it was interesting to hear from the ambassador about his thoughts and about the two-state solution, or even the one-state solution, and how we can go about supporting him. So that's hopefully something that I will be able to take up as well. Generally, that's what I've done this week. I haven't mentioned everything, but that's the general thrust of it. I know that many of you are interested in the fact that the Catalan politicians have been jailed because they initiated an independence referendum. We've been taking some action on that. And of course, yesterday you will have seen That some form of deal, I believe, has been reached on Brexit, but I'm not sure how or if that's going to be passed as yet. I guess for us it's about how any deal affects Wales and how we can therefore secure the people of Wales in that process. So it's never easy, but there's never a day goes by that we don't talk about Brexit anyway. I'm sure we'll be here next week. Have a lovely weekend. Hope you found that informative. Any questions or concerns, let me know. Diolch yn fawr iawn.